I'm WSB's Mark Arum. Depend on the WSB Breaking News Center for immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
or a traffic red alert whenever and wherever they strike.
Immediately accurate
WSB.
Depend on it.
Hey, this is Ray Liotta, and you're listening to the
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Back to the show, and a good Thursday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 11:07, 7 after 11. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Low T Chuck's off. I'm sorry, Buckskin Chuck is off tonight. His parents are in town. In case they're listening,
we will
call him Buckskin Chuck tonight to make his Montana folks think that he's still...
He's been working them, he told me.
A Montana man.
They're painting and digging holes and all kinds of
stuff. Oh, he's got them doing...
yeah, all his stuff that he can't do. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Catfish Crystal Wheeler screening the calls. Be nice to her, please. Longoria is here. We are just minutes away from a Would You Rather segment with Little Sanjay. Next half hour, Johnny Kilbasa with a fast food review. We are discussing the Royal Rumble that's set to brew between the city's, the county of Cobb and the city of Sandy Springs. It was leaked out that Cobb's traffic plan to get to the new SunTrust Park in 2017 was to suggest folks jump off 285 in Sandy Springs and take the Sandy Springs surface streets.
Would that be faster, by the way? I mean, would it be?
It's totally dependent on traffic. I mean, yeah. The surface streets in Sandy Springs at 6 p.m. suck also.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's a, you know, a wide open secret route.
Right, I mean, right. That's what I was...
Everything stinks in PM drive in Atlanta, which is why I'm happy I don't work PM drive anymore, traffic-wise.
Yeah.
I hate working traffic PM. You drive in every day.
Oh,
you
see
what's going on.
Yeah. If I don't leave the house by 3, I'm pretty much screwed.
Yeah, it's So, the problem is Waze is going to send you on those side streets anyway, the new traffic app. They're going to send you off into Sandy Springs, cut through the Wendy's parking lot, U-turn in the Walmart park. I mean, that's what's going to happen. People will find a way to get there.
Why don't we build a double-decker like they do in San Fran? You know how they have the...
Double-decker freeway?
Yeah.
That's been thought about. It's not going to happen. It's too much money.
Well, yeah.
Too much money. Anyway.
But it would help.
The question is, is it dirty pool for Cobb to suggest that commuters going to the ballpark take Sandy Springs surface streets to get there? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Linda is in Atlanta. Linda, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hello there, Mr. Mark. How are you doing?
Excellent, Linda. How are you?
Done on mine. Okay, check this out.
Okay.
I moved to Atlanta in summer of 79.
Summer of 79.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, what a year. And so then, in 1980, I moved over... Cobb County, Powers Ferry, Acres Mill, behind the Galleria.
Okay.
So I've been over there since 1980. Now, if any of you that are listening or there at the studio or whatever, if you have seen how this area has grown in the last 5 years maybe, okay, so we're not only talking about what kind of traffic is coming in, we're talking about umpteen new apartment complexes that are high-rise because they don't have any land to spread them out like they used to do, okay? Now you got office buildings that are coming up right there at the expressway at the Cumberland Boulevard. They're building a brand-new multi-story high-rise office building.
What's the end game here, Linda? What's your point exactly?
The end game is not only are we talking about the people that are coming in, but we're talking about how are these people going to get out? I mean, meaning we got so many more. This area has become a mini Buckhead, is what it is.
I think that's a large reason of why all of that building's going on now. And a lot of that has happened since the Braves announcement, is that people want to live close to the park. It's cool. Like, rents have skyrocketed in that area because people want to be able to be walking distance in the park.
Right, right.
And restaurants are opening up over there. So it's a boom. I think, if you live in that area, it's going to be fantastic for you. If you live in Cobb County and you're a Braves fan, you hit the jackpot. It's unbelievable. The question is it going to be reasonable to expect people from Gwinnett, DeKalb, Newton, Rockdale counties to make it to the Braves? It's going to be tough for them. It's just going to be tough. And it was tough for a lot of people to get to Turner Field. I'm not going to look at it through rose-colored glasses. Traffic getting to Turner Field sucked, too. Unless you had my secret back route, which was phenomenal.
Right.
Which I published four times in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, so...
No one ever took it.
No, people take it now. Mm. It's definitely... Well, no one goes to the games now. That also helps. Yeah. John's up next to the Mark Arum Show. Hello, John.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, buddy.
You know, I think you got hit the nail on the head. Traffic in Atlanta sucks everywhere.
Yes, it does.
Where could you put the stadium and say, you know what? Hey, traffic would be easy to get to if we just put the stadium right there.
Noonan.
Noonan.
and no one's going to
Noonan for a reason.
Well, I'm just saying, if you wanted the least amount of traffic to a place, probably Noonan.
All right. The Braves followed who? They followed the season ticket holders who live on the outside of 285. So if I lived on the outside of 285, I'm going to go home and get the kids first and then come back in. So like you said, it's a boondog for Cobb County. They get it easy. Cherokee County, it's good for. North Fulton is good for.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
And then the second thing is that's going to help it is that, you know, you've got to head now, you get in, you get out. That's it.
Yeah.
You don't stay. Here, but, it'll be a destination to go to where you get there ahead of time, you go have dinner, you go have drink.
Correct.
And that's going to disperse traffic out over
hopefully
a wider period of time.
Hopefully, but not everyone can do that. You know, if you get off at work at 6, you got to run straight to the game. There's no, you know, you can't chill out and have dinner. 7:05 first pitch. If you're leaving work at Midtown, you get off at 6 p.m. You got to go. You got to hustle to get up there.
Well, you shouldn't have bought a ticket knowing that.
But families, you know, if dad and mom take the day off and they go down at noon and have lunch and then do whatever they're planning to have at the park there, yeah, it could be fun. It's going to be bad, I know, but it's bad now. It's bad now. We'll just see the level of badness. 404-872-0750-1-800-WSB-TALK.
And now, it's time for Who Would You Rather Be with Little Sanjay.
He is the guru, the soothsayer, the truth seeker, the asker of the unanswerable questions. He is Little Sanjay. He joins us every Thursday on the Mark Arum Show. Asks us unanswerable questions, and we try to answer them. And you are feel free to play along in your car. Buckskin Chuck is off tonight, Sanjay, so Catfish is going to answer the questions for us tonight.
I like
right?
Longo said his folks are doing all the things he can't do.
Exactly right. Exactly right. All right, without further ado, first question, Silky.
All right, would you rather be homeless for the rest of your life or be in a first world prison for the rest of your life?
One more time.
Would you rather be homeless for the rest of your life or be in a first world prison for the rest of your life? That's not a blue collar prison.
No,
that's
I understand.
Homeless.
Absolutely. I don't want to go to any type of prison for any amount of time for anything. No. You're homeless, you're free. You can do whatever the hell you want. I'd rather be homeless. Catfish, would you rather be in prison the rest of your life or homeless the rest of your life?
Homeless.
Yeah. Longo?
Homeless.
Yeah. Man. I like what you're thinking with that, but
I mean, 3 squares.
I don't care. I want to be free.
Maybe a degree, an extra degree, you know? I mean,
an extra degree. Well, you already have one. You probably shouldn't be in prison.
Yeah, no. I'm homeless. I like where you're going with that though. All right, next question.
Number 2. Would you rather have a job that's boring with mediocre pay in your favorite city and close to friends and family, or a job that's highly interesting with great pay but in a boring town on the opposite side of the country from your friends and family?
That's actually a really good question, Sanjay. Lay it out one more time real quick for me.
All right. Boring job, mediocre pay, favorite city close to friends and family versus a very interesting job with excellent pay but in a boring town on the opposite side of the country of your friends and family.
I think the interesting job part sways it for me. I don't want a boring job. I would like an interesting job, and whatever comes beyond that is secondary. So I'll take I'm going to take the
interesting job on the opposite side of the country of your friends and family.
That's correct. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Longo or Catfish?
Interesting job.
Interesting job. Longo?
I'll take the boring job.
Really?
Yeah, in a favorite city next to my family.
That's exactly what your life is right now.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm kind of far from my family.
You got your in-law. You got your...
My in-law.
In-law. One and one.
You got your wife. You got your kids.
Yeah.
That's more than I got.
Well,
you got more family. I got Silky. That's all I got.
That's all you got.
Hey,
nice picture, by the way. So,
next question, Sanjay.
All right, would you rather be 1 foot shorter or 2 feet taller?
I'd be 8 feet tall. No, I can't do that. 1 foot shorter. Yeah, 1 foot shorter. Longoria?
I'll be 2 feet taller.
You're going to be 8 feet, an 8 foot tall Mexican dude?
Yeah.
Were you going to go into pro wrestling?
Basketball.
8 feet. You don't understand how big 8 feet is, Longo.
Well, it'd be a lot easier to dunk in basketball if I'm 8 foot.
You wouldn't be able to walk, let alone dunk. Catfish, you want 2 feet taller or 1 foot shorter?
I don't have a foot to go shorter, so
you're going to go taller. All right. That makes sense. I'm not even going to ask you, Sanjay. I know the answer to that question. Next question.
Would you rather be able to walk on water or breathe underwater?
Walk on water. Then everyone will think I'm like the Messiah. Right? If you walk on water, you'll be, oh my, that's Jesus. That's Jesus. He's back.
Yeah.
They might probably do the same thing if you're underwater.
Yeah.
I
mean, you could see some cool stuff underwater, though, for sure.
Oh, you bet.
But you would never have to fly across a lake or anything, you know? You just walk across
Fly across a lake. I'm going to go walk on water. Catfish, you want to walk on water or breathe underwater?
Breathe underwater.
Longo? Walk on water.
Yeah. That's a good one, though.
All right, let's end this one with a bang.
Okay.
Would you rather watch your parents make whoopee?
Oh, these again.
Well, yeah, why do you do this?
Or your parents watch you make whoopee?
My mom walked in on me once.
Really?
That's better than me walking in on them. So what have them
well,
watch
Well, better
me.
For you, not for them.
But that's, sure. It's my question. I would rather, I'd rather they walk in on me than me walk in on them. Catfish?
Them walk in on me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, them walking on me.
Yeah. What about you, Sanjay? Answer that question. I know your parents.
Yeah, I'd rather them. They might cheer me on, so I'd rather them walk
cheer
in on me.
Cheer you on?
Why can't you be more like your brother?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, follow him on Twitter. At Silky the Lux Box. How about next week you come in studio? What do you think?
Sounds like a good idea.
Bring a date.
You know it.
All right. See you later, Silky. Please. All right. We're going to come back with more of your calls on the Braves traffic woes at New SunTrust Park. Is it dirty pool that Cobb County wants Braves fans to cut through the surface streets of Sandy Springs? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Throwback Thursday, we are listening to...
Ralph Stanley.
Rest in peace, Mr. Stanley. This is the Mark Arum Show.
White light messing up my brain. White light is going to drive me insane.
The Mark Arum Show, brought to you by Low T Nation.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back to the show, 11:23. With you till midnight. Johnny Kielbasa coming up with a fast food review on this Throwback Thursday. There's a big international story going on right now as Britain's vote to leave the European Union or not. And I'm just seeing a headline on CNN right now that the pound tumbles against the dollar. It looks like the votes are going the way for the United Kingdom to leave the European Union. Let's dump into CNN real quick just to hear what they're saying.
5%, which is half of the European Union average. Economic growth for the last 10 years has at least been double the European Union average. This introduces a boatload of uncertainty. And if I'm waking up here in the Middle East or in Asia right now and I had my expectations built up, I'd be really concerned. This is just the headline for the Gulf News. Remain camp, optimism picked up. That's what they went to bed with last night, and today they're under shock because it's turned the other way with a 3-point spread, as you can see from the results.
All right, John Defterios, thank you very much. Let's cross to the Houses of Parliament. Christiane is there with her guests.
You know, Hala, as we've been talking, as we're watching now the pound tumble and who knows what is going to happen when all the markets open, going back again to Ryan Heath, who's the correspondent for Politico, you know, we were talking about what might change in the, well, it is the morning, but once the final result comes in, apart from the real volatility there that we've seen in the pound, etc., what is going to change in Parliament? What is going to change with Britain's relationship with Europe immediately?
Not an awful lot. There's around 100,000 pages of EU laws, and they stay on the books until Britain negotiates an exit deal. And even when it does have an exit deal, maybe 80, 90% of those rules will still be there in largely the same form that they're in there now. That's simply the price you pay for accessing the single market.
Except they say they're prepared not to access the single market if it means having to accept free movement of people. So then what happens?
Yeah, so then you have more flexibility. But what you also do is you pay a higher price in order to sell in and out of that market. And then the bigger problem that I'm worried about this morning as I look across the continent is that you have a situation where Germany, struggling to integrate 1 million refugees. François Hollande, extremely unpopular, can't get through labor reforms. Spain, constitutional crisis, an election on Sunday. Italy, bank rescues that will need to happen in the next couple of weeks. Poland, investors scared off because of the new, rather extreme government there. So it's a bit of a mess everywhere you look, and this development now feeds into that. It will settle down at some point, but it's going to be a rocky ride whichever way you look for the next few days.
And do you think that the leavers, the leaders of the Leave campaign, were prepared for this kind of blood on the floor, so to speak, in the currency and potentially in the markets?
No, and I think they've got a lot of mixed interests and motives, as it were. Clearly, the overriding interest is to achieve a sense of independence. So it's very strange when you see people at one of the Leave parties, for example, really cheering when you see those cliff edge movements in the currency. You see the pound dropping.
And people 10-15%, cheering.
People cheering.
Because it's going to hit them in the pocketbook, isn't it?
Eventually it is, yeah.
All right, that's the latest from CNN International. 85% probability right now that the United Kingdom will leave the European Union. Right now, 51% to 48% in the voting, with 265 of 382 precincts reporting in the United Kingdom. And the pound is getting hammered right now on international markets. So this could impact our wallets, our 401ks. Clark Howard will break this down for us tomorrow morning on Atlanta's Morning News with Scott Slade. But interesting, I just wanted to dip into there. Interesting breaking news on the international front. It looks like the United Kingdom will leave the European Union. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. When we come back, more of your calls. Johnny Kilbasa with a Fast Food Review. Throwback Thursday, this is the Mark Arum Show.
I'm WSB's Herman Cain, and depend on this.
Whenever and wherever
there's breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
or a traffic red alert,
the WSB 24-Hour Breaking News Center will tell you about it.
News 95.5 and AM 750.
WSB, depend on it.
Hey, folks, this is Mark Maron from WTF. You're listening to The Mark Arum Show. Enjoy.
He packed in the animals 2x2, ox, camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight, I couldn't get no sleep that night. Roll the Shep and him, tell him about the master plan. Oh, my Lord, Lord, Lord.
Welcome back to the show. It's 11:36, 24 in front of midnight. Mark Elwine's on vacation, by the way. That's why you've been hearing John Lewis at 11:30. No one freak out. Elwine didn't go into a diabetic coma or anything. He's just on vacation.
Yeah, he didn't get into those muffins the other day.
He did not get into the... Did you take some home with you?
No.
They all went the next morning.
I know.
The Piccadilly brand muffins were fantastic.
They looked pretty good.
They were delicious. They're nice and warm. Good stuff. Now I'm hungry again. All right. Chuck's off tonight. Catfish is screening the calls. We'll take more of your calls on the battle between Cobb County and Sandy Springs on Cobb's efforts to route Braves traffic through Sandy Springs surface streets. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Johnny Kilbasa straight up with a Fast Food Review. Travis Trooper Snowman joins us on the program. What's going on, Snowman?
Preach.
Welks, buddy. What's up?
As the fastest tow truck this side of the Mississippi, I grew up in East Cobb. I know all the ins and outs and the secret back roads that even most of the general public doesn't know. Sandy Springs and Cobb have a long history of not getting along. When they tried to widen the Johns Ferry Bridge, it took them 20 years and an act of Congress.
Correct.
Now, Sandy Springs, as we all know, does not want anyone on their new Northside Drive.
Correct.
And they're expecting everyone to go over to Cobb Parkway and go that way. But what folks are also forgetting is that with Cumberland Boulevard, even though it's four lanes, that's all office parks and a...
Oh, it's a nightmare.
...corporate television station. They don't want that traffic over there.
It's a nightmare, sure.
It's a nightmare anyways
during
PM drive.
So what do you think's going to happen?
I think we're just going to have what happened with the Gwinnett Arena when it opened in 2002. absolute sheer gridlock, and everybody's going to blame everybody. It's going to be on the front page of the paper, and Smiling and Fireball are going to be above it in the chopper giving a play-by-play.
It's going to be bad. I still don't know how bad it is going to be. The first year will be rough because everyone's going to want to go the first season.
And if the Braves... hot lanes won't be open.
Correct.
The DOT's answer so far from what I've read on the blogs is use Peach Pass and use the hot lanes. Well, the hot lanes aren't going to open until the summer of 2018.
And that's going to be very difficult to get off of those to get to the exits for the ballpark, too.
There's no good direct access unless you go to Terrell Mill and drop down Interstate North.
Exactly. It's going to be bad. I just don't know how bad yet. And there's no real way to predict until we figure out what people do.
Until they do the actual stress load, we're not going to know how bad it's going to be, but it's going to be bad.
But then again, and you know, just to play devil's advocate, it was never fun to get to Turner Field for a Thursday night game either. It was bad traffic there.
Fulton Street's right there at Turner Field versus you've got to get off of Kyle Parkway, you've got to turn right on Windy Ridge, you've got to turn right at the Comcast building, you've got to turn left, and they haven't even talked about the parking lots they haven't even designed yet.
And they're going to, and Cumberland Mall is going to be having to use, they're going to have to use their parking spaces. And
Cumberland Mall doesn't want any of the Braves traffic over there.
I know, exactly. Snowman, it'll be very interesting to see. It's called job security for me and Triple Team Traffic, I guess.
Yes, it is. And then I'll be along to pick them up after they inadvertently leave their headlights on in the ball game.
There you go, brother. Stay safe out there, my friend.
Will do.
All right. Traffic Trooper Snowman. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
And now, on the Mark Arum Show, it's time for the Fast Food Review.
Joining us live on the Greasy Salty Hotline from parts unknown, height unknown, weight we do not want to know, Johnny Kilbasa and the ever so popular Fast Food Review. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing great, Mark Arum. I'm wrapped in bacon. I'm here for the taking. I'm covered with cheese. I aim to please, and my side streets are open to anybody who wants to drive down them.
We love Johnny's side streets. That's a two-lane comfort cruise right there, my friend.
Yeah, and I can't wait to spend more time in the Cumberland Mall food court waiting for these Braves games to start.
Well, you want to go to the pretzel guy now, right? The pretzel lady?
Yeah. I'm always looking for an excuse to go over there, and now I have 81 of them.
I went to Cumberland Mall on Monday. Monday?
Pizza Hut?
Monday. I got there. I pulled up 9:45 a.m. Jern's not open yet. Opens at 10 a.m.
So what'd you do to kill the time?
I went back into my car and listened to Howard Stern for 15 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. And then I went in and I bought makeup and a couple of new baseball hats.
The life of a superstar.
I didn't even go to the food court wasn't even open, I don't think. I didn't even check it out, to be fair, but I didn't think at 10 a.m. they probably don't. They're not serving breakfast there, are they? Bourbon chicken breakfast from the
bourbon chicken and eggs, maybe some RO pepperoni slice any time of the day.
Exactly. So there's been a little breaking fast food news, Johnny, and Longoria is beyond himself. He is so excited about this.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Thanks to fast food trooper Phil for pointing out that Burger King is partnering with an unlikely bedfellow, actually, teaming up with part of Frito-Lay, which is, you know, owned by PepsiCo, which is not Coke, obviously. But they're going to be coming out with something they like to call Mac and Cheetos next week. Mac and Cheetos, Mark, from Burger King. Mac and Cheetos. It's going to be kind of like a Mac and cheese nugget. Now, I think you've seen these on appetizers list in restaurants around Atlanta and around the country. And sometimes they come in triangles. They stick some macaroni and cheese inside a batter and then deep fry it, and you kind of get a mac and cheese nugget.
Sure.
This is kind of the same thing, but it's a Cheeto base filled with macaroni and cheese. So they look like really fat Cheetos, but they're Cheetos full of macaroni and cheese, and they come in a nugget form, so you'll be able to eat them going down the road. Mac and Cheetos.
Well, here's my hesitation with this, Johnny, and I applaud Burger King for continuously stretching the boundaries of fast food. By the way, Longoria, while I'm doing this, can you look for the new Burger King Whopper 2 for $10 commercial?
The one with the two dudes?
Yeah, I want to play that for Johnny. I got to pick that apart for a second. That being said, Burger King is pressing the envelope. I love it. You know how I feel about mac and cheese. I adore mac and cheese. I am not on board with a Cheetos shell on mac and cheese. I don't dislike Cheetos, but I just think you're spoiling a good thing. Mac and cheese is perfect the way God invented it. There's no need to mess around with it and put Cheetos as a shell on it.
You can say the same thing for Cheetos. And along those lines, you know, Mark, I like eating pineapples and I like eating pizza, but I don't like pineapples on my pizza. I just don't.
No, of course
not. I like
not.
Eating Cheetos. I like eating macaroni and cheese, not necessarily together. I like eating unadulterated macaroni and cheese and unadulterated Cheetos. But hey, you got to live and you learn and you got to evolve as we mix things together in this social media world. Mac and Cheetos, you got to give it a shot at least. At least it's not something you have to use a spoon for.
I would prefer that. I would prefer Burger King's like, here, we got a cup of mac and cheese. Enjoy. Like KFC offers mac and cheese as a side. It's delicious.
But you can't eat that while you're driving.
I don't care. You can't eat. Sometimes you have to pull over to the side of the road and eat your food, Longoria.
Instead of using your thigh to steer while you're spooning mac and cheese into your mouth at 70 miles an hour.
That's what you have that's what Uber's for. You tell Uber, you say, go to Burger King, I'm going to get a bowl of mac and cheese and eat it on my way to work.
Well, I'm sure you've taken a bag of Cheetos and crumbled it up and put it in your mac and cheese.
No, never once before, no. Like, I've never bought Cheetos, cheese puffs, cheesy poofs, cheese curls. I've eaten them, and I will eat them if you give them to me, but I've never purchased them. And right. I certainly wouldn't. I wouldn't. Listen, you want to throw something in mac and cheese, you put in bacon, or you put in lobster, or you put in, what else they put in mac and cheese? Hot dogs, whatever. That will add a little bit to the mac and cheese. But Cheetos, why? There's no reason to do that.
Lobster from Burger King?
If you go to a fancy restaurant, right, not even, like Carrabba's has lobster mac and cheese now. That's pretty much a standard menu item in a lot of places, lobster mac and cheese, which is fine. But I'm pretty much a mac and cheese purist, and I just, Cheetos is not adding anything to it, I don't think.
Well, I think technically speaking, Mark, this is probably the first time that macaroni and cheese has been presented in a poppable driving down the road format. And if you're going to wrap mac and cheese in something, why not wrap it in Cheetos? Hot Cheetos, I hope Cheetos holds up at a higher temperature. Because I've never thrown Cheetos in the microwave. I don't want to know what happens if you throw Cheetos.
I'd prefer they do it like they do it at the OK Cafe, where they have mac and cheese. It's fried like little. They have fried cheese grit balls or wedges. that's fine. If you want to take mac and cheese, roll it up in a ball and deep fry it and eat them poppable like that, I'm okay with that. I just am anti Cheetos covering on it.
Okay, well, let's not put the horse.
I don't want to poo-poo on Johnny. I know because, you know.
It's okay.
People are excited about this. I don't want
to. We're here to give objective analysis.
Yes.
We don't have to like everything.
So the only places right now that I can think of you can get mac and cheese in a typical fast food fashion is at KFC and Boston Market. Boston Market also has a mac and cheese side offering. Which is great. Which wants me? I prefer.
And they require spoons.
Exactly. But that's okay.
Or sporks.
You know, this is 2016. We don't always have to eat with our freaking hands. We can go back to the 18th century and use utensils. A spork.
I can't wait to dip these into ranch dressing, though, Mark.
Oh, that's another thing. That's what it comes with. Are you down with that, Longoria? They're coming with ranch dressing.
I'll try it. I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Ranch dressing is.
You don't like ranch dressing?
No.
Really?
No.
What's your go-to dressing for a salad if you're going to eat one?
It depends. Thousand Island, I guess.
Really? You're like my mother-in-law.
Well, Thousand Island is practically ranch. It's just a different color.
Actually, no. Yeah, I take that back. Creamy Italian. If they have creamy Italian, I get that. Little Ozzio's is a good creamy Italian.
I'm a ranch guy. I have to.
I'm a ranch guy too.
America's a ranch country. I get it. I was playing poker last week, and the dude was dipping his pizza in ranch dressing.
Ooh, that's a bad. Oh.
I just why? With what's pineapple? The need? Mm. Would you dip mac and cheese in ranch dressing?
I would.
I'll try it.
I'm gonna dip
better than barbecue sauce or something.
Ranch dressing.
The ranch dressing is what's wrong with this country.
I found the commercial if you want to play it.
All right, so here's the Burger King commercial. We're going to play it, and I'm going to give you my take. Okay, Johnny?
Sounds great, Mark.
All right.
All right, here it is.
Whopper.
Whopper.
Fries.
Fries.
Soda.
Soda.
$10. Someone's going to get fired.
Fired and Flame Grilled. Get two 100% beef Whopper sandwiches, two fries, and two drinks now for just $10. It's the 2-for-$10 Whopper meal, only at Burger King.
All right. Here's my problem with that commercial. I think it's a great deal, by the way. But you got to add cheese, obviously. And that's going to cost you extra.
That's not part of the $10. No, it's that's always the trick with Whopper.
Understood.
I always forget to order cheese with my Whopper. You think it should come with it. Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
No, it's all right. But the way they refer to it as two Whopper sandwiches, who the hell ever calls it a Whopper sandwich?
I know.
Like, know your audience. No one in the history of Burger King has ever been like, I want a Whopper sandwich.
Yeah.
As opposed to the Whopper shake. Right? Like, why did they need to put sandwich at the end of that?
Yeah, it's a burger.
Again, I love the Whopper. I love Burger King. That whoever did that commercial should get fired. Whoever signed off on the copy was like, all right, we got to call it a Whopper sandwich. No one calls it
like
a Whopper sandwich.
Yeah, calling a Burger King a restaurant. Come to our Burger King restaurant and have a Whopper sandwich.
Yes. Have our French fried potatoes. You know, you don't go to McDonald's and go, I want the quarter pounder sandwich. It's implied. We know. The Whopper's a freaking sandwich.
Well, it's not really. It's a burger.
Play it again. There's one more little thing I got. This is not too bad, though, but I just want to point it out.
Whopper.
Whopper.
Fries.
Fries.
Soda.
Soda.
$10. Someone's going to get fired.
Fired and Flame Grilled. Get two 100% beef Whopper sandwiches.
All right, stop right there. So there, they clarify, or they specify, it's Whopper beef sandwiches. So, no, but that actually, that's okay. That means you can't, because remember they had the chicken Whopper and whatever. So you can't, the chicken Whopper is not two for $10. It's the specific beef Whopper sandwich. Two for $10.
Yeah.
The Whopper.
Or the Whopper hot dog. Remember they had the Whopper hot dog? You can't buy two of those.
So that's what they had to be specific there and say beef. Beef Whopper sandwich.
Right.
Whopper sandwich.
I'd like your finest beef sandwich, please.
Next time you in casual conversation, if anyone could ever find anyone that calls it a Whopper sandwich, you'll get the WSB prize pack. It's never in the history of Burger King has anyone ever called it a Whopper sandwich. I do predict, though, good things for the guy in that commercial. I think that guy's about to be a superstar.
Really? I thought the opposite.
No, I think he's about
it's
to
like, who are these two idiots?
Mark my word, that guy wins an Academy Award in the next 10 years.
Who the hell is that talking, Mark?
Johnny K., we appreciate you as always, and...
The cholesterol is high, baby. So am I. Just posted a new podcast on JohnnyKilbasa.com. Go check it out, baby.
On Twitter, at JohnnyKilbasa. Appreciate you, brah.
Anytime, brah.
Now go have two delicious Whopper sandwiches on me, my friend.
I'll head to the restaurant right away.
All right. One more segment to go. Throwback Thursday. This is the Mark Arum Show.
The Son of God was dying.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Final segment of the show, Throwback Thursday. Rest in peace to this guy.
Ralph Stanley.
Can we get the breaking news sounder? I think we have breaking news here, Longoria.
Where is Hector?
I think it's official. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. John Lewis will have the very latest coming up at midnight on that development. Clark Howard will tell us why this matters to us tomorrow morning on Atlanta's Morning News starting at 4:30 with Scott Slade. Don't look at your 401k tomorrow. The markets are going to effing tumble. Dow futures already down 500.
Wow.
The Nikkei's down 7%. It is a blank show on the financial markets.
I'm glad I don't have a 401k.
We need to get you one.
No, I'm going to get one. My wife has one for
all right,
both of us.
Good. We need to get one of those 1029 BC things for the kids.
Oh, 529
that's
plans.
That's the one. Let's get that.
Yeah.
Let's do star of the show.
All right.
All right.
And now,
Are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
This show sucked. This is a bad show. I don't blame Crystal. Right? This was a C minus show tonight. I don't know what. It's my fault. Let's give Johnny K the start of the show.
Yeah, don't blame her. Don't blame Crystal.
No, Crystal did fine. You did fine. I guess it was me. I just didn't feel it. All right. On Twitter at Mark Arum. Yeah, Facebook, okay. Mark Arum WSB, Instagram Mark Arum. Don't look at your 401k tomorrow and go to sleep, little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.